It's time for your morning pep talk. Here's Ruthie C. with the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh.
Good morning. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. Happy Tuesday morning to you, and it is time for the Garden Line. I am joined this morning by Mr. Mike Wiggins for the Garden Line, which is presented in part by Barnes Feed Store. And good morning, Mr. Wiggins.
Really good morning to you. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving. I am doing well. It is gorgeous outside. I like the cooler weather, and I think it's just beautiful. We were just talking a little bit. I just left Phil the Mayflower, and that is going strong. It's so encouraging. It's got me in a great mood. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great. But, you know, going back to your Phil the Mayflower, you know, people in Pensacola are very generous.
They sure are.
They really are. And especially in times like this, when there are those that really need help, boy, people in Pensacola stand up and take action. And for everybody who is listening to us this morning that is participating in that or donating to that cause, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. And Ruthie, thank you for getting up at heaven knows what time this morning to go over to the mall and work that project. Good for you.
Oh, it was so fun. It's so rewarding. The MANA team does an amazing job. There's volunteers out there. Yesterday afternoon, there were a bunch of younger people, I imagine they were probably in high school. That was really cool to see.
And good for them.
Appreciate them. Yes, really giving back at a time when I think people need it more than ever.
Exactly. Well, it's Thanksgiving week.
Yes,
you know, a lot of people are going to have some time off, and that's great. May want to do a little work in the yard, or may not. May just want to eat turkey and watch a little football and just relax. And
yes,
whatever you decide to do, it certainly will be fun. What I thought we might do this morning, just for fun, because Thanksgiving weekend, a lot of people do go out and buy Christmas trees and start decorating. I noticed in my neighborhood, a lot of the Christmas lights are up in the shrubbery. So they forced me to, I've got all my lights up. I haven't lit them yet.
Okay.
I thought I would wait till Thanksgiving to light them. But all I do is put some lights along the eaves of the house and in the shrubbery. And it's not really very artistic, but it's fun to do and kind of tradition, if you will.
Yeah, I love that. So you had some peer pressure from your neighbors.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you are, some of these people do amazing. I mean, they're artistic and they just do a great job. So, yeah, I cannot keep up with my neighbors. They do such a good job. But I try. At least it's bright.
That's right.
You know,
the lights are there.
A little bit like, what's the movie, the Chevy Chase movie? You know, Christmas Vacation.
Oh, Christmas Vacation.
Some of the houses look like that, and they look great. The more lights, you know, blinking and shining and all that, the better. It's festive. But what I thought we might do this morning, especially in our very first segment here, maybe just go through a quick checklist of things that we might need to do in the yard over the holidays. And then maybe as we move into the show, as we have time, talk a little bit about Christmas plants.
Oh, yes.
I've got sort of a top 10 of Christmas plants that people buy and use and how they're used for the holidays. And so I thought we might do that. But we really want to encourage anybody listening, you have any questions whatsoever, I don't care if it's Christmas trees or planting turnip seeds this time of year, please look. Give us a call.
Let us
know. Or a text, whatever. We would love to hear from you.
Yes, indeed. 437-1620.
There you go. Okay. I tell you, first thing first, and this, of course, is cold protection. If you go to our handy-dandy little chart that we've used on the Garden Line for years, where it tells you what percent we have that we'll have freezing weather compared to the date. So I guess the closest date here is November 28th. There is a 30% chance that we will go to 32 degrees. If you jump to December 5th, it's 40%, December 10th, 50%, and so on, until you get to 90% on January the 7th. So we're going to have some cold weather. There's no doubt about it. We always do. Some winters are very, very mild. Some winters can be pretty cold here in Pensacola. But you've got to do your cold protection on your plants. Now, there are those that grow, let's say, some of the subtropicals like hibiscus and mandevilla, alamander, all that. We'll say, it's been a great year. I've enjoyed you. If the cold gets them, fine, we'll replace them next year. But a lot of us want to protect what we have. So here's just a couple of hints that we need to talk about. As we all know, cold fronts usually come in from the northwest or the west. So if you put your tropicals, say they're in containers, on the south side of the house or the east side of the house, you might allow the house to give you a little bit of protection. It won't, if you get down to the teens, it's not going to work. But if it's a light frost or even a freeze, that might help. Also, what you may want to do is put them underneath some of your large oak trees, for example. The understory situation, in other words, if you put those tropicals underneath a large tree, you might not have the freezing that you would have if it was out in the wide open spaces. Also, watering, and we've talked about that before. If you know a freeze is coming that night, water in the morning, water heavily, water good, because that water gets into that plant and on that plant, and it simply warms the soil and helps the plant survive. So that is important. And what do you not want to do?
Spray it all over the leaves.
Spray it all over, just like they do. Oh, you say, look, I've just saw it on the news how down in South Florida and these orange groves, how they spray all the oranges and protect them. Don't do it. It's tricky, it's high tech, and you just don't want to do that. So just water your plants good before a freeze, and that absolutely will help. Because I promise you, if your plants are suffering from drought, then they're not going to do well. Okay, just a few more hints here. A frost cloth is good. I saw one in a garden center the other day. Some of the state literature is saying don't use a sheet. It's not going to do any good. But a frost cloth has insulation on it, and it's lighter weight than, say, a big quilt, if you will. The secret in Pensacola, once the freeze is over, whatever you do, take it off. Take it off, because it'll act like a greenhouse. Don't use any plastic. That's probably not a good idea either. And finally, if we have a freeze, and if you see some damage on your plants, don't rush out and prune it off. Delay that pruning, really, even though it's a little unsightly, delay that pruning really until early spring. It's just, you just don't want to go out there and do that. That's not going to be good for the plant. So in any event, that's just a couple of things insofar as cold protection, and our percentages are going up the further we get into November and December.
Well, those are excellent tips and things I would not have thought of. We do have a text question coming in, Mike.
Good,
this is this listener asks, or they say, I have seen spray service treating azaleas and trees in my neighbor's yards. Is there something that should be done this time of year that I should do, as I do not use a spray service?
Absolutely. Oh, there's no question. What they're doing, what the spray services are doing when they spray shrubs, is they're spraying horticultural oil. Ultra fine oil is what we use nowadays, because what that's doing, that is kind of cleaning up the fungus and the insects off those plants. And specifically, it's really good for scale, which is the little insect that secretes a little white covering underneath the leaves. Say a sago palm, that's a great example. They spray underneath the leaves. What that does, that oil gets on that scale and it smothers it and kills it and cleans it up off the plant. Very important to do. Our grandparents did that. It was sort of a rite of spring, a rite of fall, if you will, when they used a product called Volk Oil Spray. Volk Oil Spray was really good. It's still good, but your temperature restrictions were a little tighter. You couldn't do it when it's really cold or really hot. The ultrafine oil still has restrictions, but they're not quite as rigid as they were when you used Volk oil. So, yes, that's what they're doing insofar as what the spray services are doing in the lawn. On some lawns, they may be applying limestone, which is a good time to do that. And some lawns, they may be treating for fungus, because here, even though we're getting into the winter months, brown patch fungus can certainly materialize in St. Augustine grass. So your spray services are busy, and so that's probably what they're doing. And you can all do it all yourself.
And you can do that yourself. Right. And we have talked about that a bit. So thank you so much for that question. We are going to take a quick break here on the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We'll be back with more in just a moment with Mr. Mike Wiggins. So please call or text your questions 437-1620, and we'll be right back.
With everything you've been through this year, could your family use a little getaway in the sand and the sun? Casa de Luna has 9 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms covering over 5,000 square feet in the house, plus another 1,600 square feet of wraparound covered porches. The social distancing won't be a problem in this house. The main living area at Casa de Luna is on the sand level, while bedrooms and bathrooms are spread between sand level and upstairs. There's also a big gaming porch waiting for you with a pool table, foosball, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. When you're ready for some exercise, bicycles are even provided for you at Casa de Luna. And when you get back from your ride, take a dip in the swimming pool, which can be heated during cooler weather. Or just sit and enjoy the beautiful water views. It's convenient, too, just minutes away from just about anywhere you might want to go on Pensacola Beach. Find out more by calling Casa de Luna owner Tim at 791-6400. That's 791-6400. 791-6400.
Attention hunters, it's time to get better results for your food plots, and Barnes Feed Store has what you need to help make your hunting season a success. If you have soil sample results, bring it in and they'll point you in the right direction. Get your bags of pre-mixed seeds or single seeds, deer protein, rice bran, deer candy, and your headquarters for Pennington Rackmaster. Get your food plots right this year. Get over to Barnes Feed Store, a proud Pensacola tradition for over 65 years, in Enslin, Old Palafox, and in Molino on Highway 29.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Daryl's Sewing of Pensacola. Now celebrating their 70th anniversary, Daryl's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture and fabrics. Financing is available. Call them at 438-5444. Daryl's Sewing is located at 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Tune in to WSRE Thanksgiving Night and go beyond the menu with 4 area restaurants: The District, McGuire's Irish Pub, Pot Roast and Pinot, and Scenic 90 Cafe. Beyond the Menu is a new program showcasing local cuisine with an opportunity for you to sample wine and food in support of public television. Don't miss this unique event premiering Thanksgiving Night at 8. Tune in or stream Thanksgiving Night at 8 on WSRE or at WSRE.org. Have you applied for disaster assistance? If you have any uninsured losses resulting from Hurricane Sally and you're a resident, you could register for disaster assistance with FEMA and the SBA. FEMA has dispatched its personnel to mobile registration intake centers to answer questions. Once you register with FEMA, you may be referred to SBA. For information, visit BeReadyAlliance.org or disasterloanassistance.sba.gov for more information on the SBA. The deadline to register is December 1st.
This is where you hear news first.
Many Americans are traveling for this Thanksgiving despite CDC recommendations.
Live, local, all day.
National Transportation Security Administration says it screened more than 1 million people at the nation's airports on Friday. That makes it the second busiest day at U.S. airports since the coronavirus outbreak began. Still just 40% of last year's number of air travelers on the Friday before Thanksgiving.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Garden Line here on the Pensacola Expert Panel, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking this morning with Mr. Mike Wiggins. We've been talking about prepping for the colder weather, and we also have some ideas about holiday plants.
Holiday plants, exactly. Before we do holiday plants, your man Leon Bridges, who just sang that, our little bumper music there, is so good.
Isn't he great?
Really, really. Whenever I do the show, you and I like to pick out my favorite stuff, our 60s and early 70s music. But I'll tell you, he is world class. He is good.
I'm so glad. Because that's my style, too. I like that 60s and 70s. Yeah. And so Leon Bridges is a current artist playing good old music.
There you go. There you go. Okay, Ruthie, here we go. I made a list of about 10 holiday plants that I think folks are all familiar with, but it might be fun to talk about them. I'm just going to read them all 10. Then we'll go back, backtrack and get specific. Number one holiday plant, obviously, Christmas tree.
Christmas trees,
no doubt about it. And we've got a lot to say about Christmas trees, so we'll come back to that. Poinsettias, obviously, poinsettias. And here's one that is on the state list as one of the most popular ones. I have never used it. It's rosemary. Buying rosemary, which has been pruned into the shape of a small miniature Christmas tree. Kind of fun. That's good. And here's one I know I don't really care for because I've had trouble growing them, is Norfolk Island pines. A lot of people who, say, live in a small apartment and need just a tabletop tree, a little Norfolk Island pine might work. Okay, wreaths and garlands, your cedar and your firs and all of that. That, is, of course, is probably, I got it under the heading of Christmas plants. Not really plants, but cedars and firs are. Okay, house plants such as Christmas cactus, orchids, amaryllis, paperwhites, one of my all-time favorites, calancho, and finally, mistletoe.
Oh, okay. Of course.
But let me tell you a real quick thing about mistletoe that I really didn't realize, but it's true. Mistletoe is poisonous.
Oh.
You know, so if you're going to put mistletoe above the door so you can grab that kiss when your favorite person walks in the door, hang it high, keep it away from pets, keep it away from children, because it is toxic, which I never really realized. So be careful with your mistletoe and maybe even put some artificial mistletoe up. I'm not big on artificials, but it might work. Okay, Christmas trees. Now, when do you get your Christmas tree, Rizzy?
Typically right after Thanksgiving, like this weekend.
Same here.
Because I like the live ones.
Exactly. Oh, it's the smell and, you know, I always like to light them. I like to kind of get mine first. A lot of people will say, well, I'm not going to buy my Christmas tree right after Thanksgiving. I'm going to wait and buy it 2 weeks later, and I'll buy it fresh off the lot. Well, maybe, because you, as a homeowner, can keep that tree much fresher at your house than they do in a Christmas tree lot. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute as to how to do that. But just a couple of things about selecting your Christmas tree. These are all no-brainers, but we all know them, but need to pick a little refresher. Check the ceiling height. You want your Christmas tree to be at least a foot shorter than the ceiling height. And when you buy the tree, run your fingers over the branch. And if the needles come off in your hand, and if the branches are kind of stiff, go get another one, because that means it's really not fresh. Shake and bounce the tree. In other words, pick the tree up and bounce it on the ground. And if it just rains needles, you may want to pick another one. If it has a wilted look, of course, don't want to have that. Make sure the bottom of the tree, the stump of the tree, is straight, especially when we get to talking about Scotch pines. Many times the tree is beautiful, but the base of it is crooked or so thick it's hard to get into that Christmas tree stand. So do that. One thing I've never really thought about, never do, is checking for insects inside the tree.
Oh, that's a great point.
So you need to do that. Okay, so if you can't put the tree up right away, but you buy it this weekend, matter of fact, when you buy the tree, usually your Christmas tree lot will have a chainsaw there. Cut 1 inch off the base, take it home, and put it in a bucket of water. That is critical because you don't want that stump to dry out. Because, like I said, you can take better care of it. And then when it's time to put it into the house, cut another 1/2 to 1 inch off the base of the trunk. Don't put the tree near your fireplace or heater vents and that type of thing. And always, always check the water level on that plant. So that is really important.
And that makes great sense. I know, because that can get dangerous if you don't keep it nice and hydrated.
That's exactly right. Now, one thing, and I don't know the answer to this one. A lot of people will fireproof their tree. There's stuff you can buy to do that. way back in the day when I was in city government, we had an ordinance that said if you were a business, you were required to fireproof a Christmas tree in your place of business. I don't know if that ordinance is still into effect. If anybody's listening with the city and knows the answer to that question, if you would let us know. It's a good idea, but we really would like to know that. Okay, so that's how we're going to keep that Christmas tree fresh. When we come back from the break, I've got some hints on what to put in that water to keep it fresh.
Perfect.
And some of it's a little weird.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Well, there's some urban legends around this, too. We'll talk
that's
about
right.
that. You're listening to The Garden Line here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. Speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins, we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to answer more of your questions.
Hey, Mom. I'm here to drive you to your doctor's appointment.
Oh, we finished early.
What do you mean?
With my Humana Medicare Advantage plan, telehealth appointments with my doctor are covered.
Wow, that's great.
Well, that's human care for you. Humana wants its members to get the care they need, even at home.
Humana offers new ways to focus on your health at home. Because Humana isn't just healthcare, it's human care. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO, PPO, and PFFS organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back.
Woo!
And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
I'm Roz Leahy, president of Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area, a women's philanthropic organization. Since 2004, Impact 100 has awarded 120 transformative grants totaling $12.8 million to nonprofit organizations in our community. Ladies, if you are interested in becoming part of our community-focused organization, join us at one of our upcoming Meet and Mingle membership events. For details on these events, visit impact100pensacola.org.
Dell Technologies just announced their Black Friday sale. They're releasing new doorbusters every weekday, plus up to 50% off cutting-edge tech for your business. There's no better time to upgrade your small business with the latest laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors, plus there's free shipping on everything. Yes, everything. Give Dell Technologies advisors a call. They'll identify the right tech solution for your business. Call 877-ASK-DELL or go to dell.com/sbblackfriday. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
You are listening to The Garden Line here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins, and we are talking all about Christmas trees.
Absolutely. So we've what we've done, we bought our tree. We've had them cut a little half inch off the bottom, taken it home, put it on the shady side of the house in a bucket. You can put it into a bucket of water, okay? And then when it's time to put it in the house, if you can, cut another half inch off of it, put it in the Christmas tree stand that holds water, and then it's time to make up your mind about what type of Christmas tree preservative do you put in the water. Well, you can buy it at the stores. You can buy some pre-mixed stuff, but that's no fun. let's make our own here, okay? Here we go. I've got a couple of recipes. One is take a gallon of water, 4 teaspoonfuls of Clorox bleach, okay, 2 cups of light corn syrup, and go for it.
Well, there's one, and we'll come back.
I got some more.
After we go to Mark for the news, we're going to come back. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This is The Garden Line with Mr. Mike Wiggins. Mark, what is going on with the news
was that
today?
A recipe for some sort of holiday treat that he's talking about there?
That's the tree preservative. We'll see how that works.
We'll check on the local news next. It's 9:31 at News Radio 92.3, AM 1620. It's 60 and mostly sunny. I'm Mark Jacobs. Florida Department of Health offering some advice on how to have a safe Thanksgiving during the pandemic, suggesting groups hold outdoor events rather than indoor ones. And they say everyone should wash their hands or use a hand sanitizer frequently. If someone feels ill during the holiday season, you should get tested and avoid going out in public or being around at-risk individuals. Older persons or those at increased risk should avoid in-person gatherings with people who don't live in their household. Small Business Administration says it's temporarily closing the Business Recovery Center located in Escambia County in observance of Thanksgiving. That center will be closed Thanksgiving Day, then resume operation on Friday morning. SBA also reminding people, residents, businesses, nonprofits, that December 1st is the deadline to apply for physical disaster loans to assist with damage caused by Hurricane Sally. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
Slowly warming up for that high today near 73 degrees. As you head into the overnight hours tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low around 65. From the First Warning Channel 3 studio, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
60 in Pensacola, 64 in Gulf Breeze, 56 in Milton at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Blue chips are sharply higher as a roadblock to a smooth transition to a Biden administration has been removed. The Dow Industrial's up 391 at 29,985. The NASDAQ is up 37, the S&P 500 up 33. Best Buy's quarterly earnings soared past Wall Street's expectations as the company continued to see strong demand for technology during the pandemic, but the retailer declined to provide an outlook due to the uncertainty created by the pandemic, and Best Buy shares are down 6.5%. No shot, no service. Australian airline Qantas will require travelers on international flights to have a coronavirus vaccine once an inoculation is ready. Other airlines are likely to impose similar requirements once health regulators around the world approve a vaccine. Policies could be enforced by providing travelers with a digital vaccination passport. Again, the Dow is up 387. That's Your Money Now.
And now, a step back at the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
From the office of Captain A.C. Reed at Pensacola Aeronautical Station, this is 1620 Radio News and now also on FM 92.3. It is now official that pilots completing training here have moved to fighting areas in Europe to join the French and British Air Forces. Some 4 weeks ago, Lieutenant Kenneth Whiting left here in charge of 24 pilots who will have the same route to mission. Now another 40 men have been certified as ready for service in the air. In another bit of news, Captain Reed said 11 of the present contingent also have had training here in kites, blimps, and balloons, and that they could have assignment in such aircraft overseas as well. As 1620 has reported before, early aviation in the war had been largely in observation of artillery fire and noting enemy positions. Now, however, Allied planes are being used to bomb enemy positions, and occasionally pilots are engaged in one-on-one combat. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Now, more of the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking this morning with Mr. Mike Wiggins for The Garden Line, and we're talking not about a holiday treat, but about how to preserve your Christmas tree.
That's right.
Before we took that quick break. And so, Mike, will you go back one more time and tell us what exactly was in that first recipe?
In the first one, yeah, we've got a gallon of water, 4 teaspoonfuls of Clorox bleach and 2 cups of light corn syrup. Okay, that's one. Here's another one. A gallon of water, 4 teaspoonfuls of sugar dissolved in water, and you ready for this? A copper penny.
Oh, well, now you're going to have to find an older penny because they're not doing full. They're like copper coated these days. I mean, look for an old, dirty penny.
Well, you have to understand my information is old, too, because I'm old. So this may go back. But why add a penny to the sugar? It acts as a disinfectant.
Oh.
And it's really funny. The instructions for that said they didn't know if you take the penny in or out of the solution. They said take it out. So who knows? All right. Here's just a few more I think are fun. You ready for this one? Number one, add vodka to the water.
Oh, boy.
Okay. The myth is that the vodka will allow the water to spread throughout the tree faster. I think most of us will find another way.
We're not giving up our vodka for the Christmas tree.
Exactly. Okay, add an aspirin to the water. That supposedly allows better flow of water into the trunk. And a lot of people say that one really works. The other one is run a whole house humidifier. Totally impractical. Nobody's going to do that. But the important thing is, no matter what formula you use, never, ever let that water level go below the base of that trunk. If you do that, everything you've done is to no avail, which means you're probably going to have to do what I do, Ruthie, is get on hands and knees, crawl kind of underneath the tree, stick your finger in that container, if you will, and put water or whatever you're going to put in there periodically. And quite frankly, many times it's more often than you think that you have to do that. But it really will keep it fresh, but you've got to keep that water level up. They say 30 minutes of that trunk being dry can negate everything that you've done.
Oh, my goodness. So the time is of the essence.
Time is of the essence. So that's what we'll do. All right, here we go. What I thought we might do, maybe since we have a little time here, is maybe look at some of the pictures. We're on radio. We can't look at the pictures. But talk about some of the trees that are available here. So I'm just going to run through them, and you stop me when you tell me ones you really like. A Virginia pine, that's one that some people can grow here. A lot of Christmas tree lots will have it. You can go cut that yourself. It's a pretty tree. Maybe not as quite as sculptured as ones you would buy from up north, but it's really a good native tree. All right, Scotch pines. Scotch pines are a great Christmas tree. Way back in the day, that was the favorite tree. The problem with the Scotch pines, they have kind of sometimes a crooked trunk, and they're kind of stiff, and you put ornaments on it, it'll kind of stick you. But they're very inexpensive. And really a pretty tree, one that's been around for a long, long time. Okay, what else do we have here? Let me see. A noble fir. Noble fir is kind of a fancy tree. It has very sculptured limbs coming out of it, a great color to it, and relatively expensive, but a really pretty tree. That's a noble fir. A balsam fir is a little bit like a Douglas fir, but a little, in my opinion, a little more full. Pretty straight-going tree. You can buy a tall balsam fir. Now, here's one that's fun. That's a Fraser fir. That is probably the most popular tree. And I'm going to stop there to ask you what tree you buy.
You know, I think we get a different tree every year.
Oh,
because
do you?
I grew up going and cutting down our own. We have that Christmas tree farm out in Defuniac. If anyone's been out there, Strickland's, I think they're still around, which I'm sure was some type of pine. And then since then, I have just kind of deferred to whoever can pick it up and bounce it on the ground. Like you said, I'm not always the one manhandling the tree to make sure it's a good one. So I think and if I look back at photographs over the years, I don't think we've stuck with the same kind every year.
There you go. That's fun.
Yeah, we kind of mix it up. But now I feel much more prepared going into this weekend to know what I'm looking for.
Well,
Do you have a favorite?
Oh, Fraser fir is my favorite. I mean, I did use Scotch pines back in the day. But these Fraser firs, they come out of the Appalachian Mountains. And well, just a little bit of trivia. The Fraser fir has been the official White House Christmas tree for more years than not. Now, I don't know what the White House tree will be this year with the transition. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. But the Fraser fir, I think, is still one of the prettiest. It's softer. It won't eat your hands up and you put ornaments on it. It keeps its needles good. The color is good. And you can get some real pretty ones anywhere from short ones up to, up to 12 feet. Douglas fir. Douglas fir is a pretty tree. Some people will equate a Douglas fir to a Charlie Brown tree.
Oh.
it's a little sparse sometimes. But let me tell you a quick story about what one of my customers did one year. They had a huge home, but the ceilings just went forever. And they wanted a very, very tall tree, and we couldn't find one except Douglas fir. But it was a little too skinny and a little too sparse for my customer. So what they did, they got two of them and literally wove the limbs around each other until the trunks were right next to each other and wired the trunks together, put them on a big wooden stand, and had that 14-foot tree at a relatively low cost that was very full.
Wow.
And it really, really looked great. It was a lot of trouble to weave those trees together, but they needed the height and wanted fullness, and that's what they got.
I hope they had a big party so everyone could come see their hard work.
Oh, they did. They absolutely did. And I guess because I helped them do that, I got invited to the party.
Oh, well, that's good.
It was nice. Yeah, here's my Christmas tree guy. Exactly. Okay, the last one I want to talk about, and this is a fun one to talk about. I know everybody listening today maybe has heard this story, is a Norway spruce. A Norway spruce will go reach heights of 180 feet.
Wow.
Very popular in Europe. But do you know where the Norway spruce is in the news?
Oh, was this the one in, was it Cincinnati?
No.
Or is this the one in Rockefeller?
Rockefeller, 30 Rock.
30 Rock.
It's a Norway spruce. And of course, when they delivered it, we could do a whole show on this because it really is kind of fun. People are saying with 2020, the way this year has gone, what else could go wrong besides the Christmas tree going into Rockefeller
right.
Center? It's a 70-foot tree from Wanonia, New York. I think I'm pronouncing that right. And they brought it in, and they bring it in on a big crane and put it up, and people went nuts because it was sparse. The limbs fell over. It looked absolutely horrible. A lot of people said the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, just like the rest of us, has really been through some rough things in 2020.
Poor tree.
Poor tree, exactly. And, of course, people said, oh, it's a Charlie Brown tree. But then the positive people said, well, Charlie Brown and his friends all gathered around the little twig that Charlie Brown had and had a very nice little Christmas. Other people said when it's unwrapped and it's put up and it's decorated, it's going to look just fine, and I'm sure that it will. But I love the Twitter. This is the Rockefeller Center people. I'm sure they're clever and fun. They said the tree has sent out a Twitter. This comes directly from the tree. The tree said, wow, you must all look great right after a two-hour drive and being cut down. Just wait till I get my lights on. See you December 2nd. So anyway, that's the story about the Rockefeller Center tree. And I'm a big proponent of really there's no perfect tree. And who needs it? Once you get it home, you set it up, and you put your own personal ornaments on it, it's going to look great, just like that Norway spruce in New York. So those are some of the Christmas trees that we have.
I love that. This tree begs your forgiveness for a moment while it collects its thoughts.
What would you look like if they just cut you down and
put on display for the whole world?
Put you on a truck and brought you to New York. You wouldn't look so hot yourself.
Yeah, I'd look a little rough as well. I need some fluffing.
That's right. Exactly.
Oh, well, I hope that we get a chance to revisit after all the decorations are on. Just like you said, Mike, with Charlie Brown, they loved that tree into wholeness.
That's
so
exactly
we'll just have to
right.
do the
this
same.
Very good. Okay, before we move on, we do need to talk a little bit about, go back to our Christmas plants, poinsettias and calanchos, and after the break, why don't we do that?
That sounds perfect. You're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. Speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
When all it takes is zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment, it all adds up to the Volkswagen Sign, Then Drive event going on now at Pete Bohr Imports. With zero out of pocket, you can sign, then drive a 2020 Jetta S sedan for $242 per month, the Passat SE sedan for $298 per month, the Tiguan S VW 7-seater crossover for $296 per month, and the 2020 Atlas Cross Sport S for $387 per month. Or take advantage of 0% for 72-month financing on remaining 2020 models. It's the Sign, Then Drive event, where absolutely zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first-month payment lets you drive a new Volkswagen home today. From Pete Bohr Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Monthly payments for a 36-month lease and 12,000 annual miles with qualifying credit to PCI. 0% financing for 72 months excludes the GTI, which is available at zero for 60 months. See dealer for complete details.
When you need a locksmith, there's only one place to call, Ace Unlocks. Providing commercial, residential, and automotive locksmith services to Escambia and Santa Rosa counties for over 21 years. From master key systems to automotive computer programming, Ace Unlocks can handle it. Automotive chip keys can be done within 20 minutes wait time. Now that is fast. Mention this ad and get a 10% discount off your next service call. 24 hours a day, Ace is on the way. Ace Unlocks, 850-505-7545.
Bringing you the best in wine, spirits, beers, cigars, and more. ABC Fine Wine and Spirits is Florida family-owned and operated since 1936. Now with curbside service for online orders. And the new ABC delivers from their store to your door. Start shopping today at abcfws.com. Find hundreds of dollars in deals on top brands, plus holiday gift sets that are ready to go. From California cabs to spiced eggnog or locally produced brewery beers, ABC serves up everything you'll need for the holidays. ABC Fine Wine and Spirits, Bayou Boulevard, Pensacola.
Did you know that the recent increase in COVID-19 cases is due to younger people like me testing positive? Although we may have little to no symptoms, we too might be in danger, and we might even spread COVID-19 without knowing. I wear my mask to protect my grandparents and first responders like Escambia County firefighters, EMTs, and others around me. Please wear your mask when physical distancing is not possible. And remember, mask up, Escambia! Check out myescambia.com for more COVID-19 information.
Hey, I'm Bobby Rossi. From all of us over here at News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620, we hope your Thanksgiving is full of laughter, giving thanks, and plenty of turkey. However you choose to spend the day, have a happy Thanksgiving.
It's the weekend on News Radio 1620, FM 92.3. Inside the house or out, At Home with Gary Sullivan has answers to your home improvement questions. Saturday morning at 10 on News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C, speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins for The Garden Line, and we are talking all things Christmas trees and winter plants and holiday plants. And Mike, you gave us an awesome list a little while ago. So we're going to go back to the list and talk a little more about it.
Well, we're going to look into a few more Christmas plants, but go back to the Christmas trees real quick. I think we're going to pick the number one at the top, the best seller. It's the Fraser fir. And the price on Fraser firs has kind of come down a little bit over the years. But I think that's probably the number one. Now, there's the Scotch pines and the Douglas firs and all those. I think I'd pass on the Norway spruce, considering the Twitter feed out of Rockefeller Center.
Yeah, no one on your Christmas tree to tweet about
you. Of course, I've never
you.
Seen a Norway spruce in Pensacola. But, you know, who knows? Who knows? Okay, it is time. And a lot of people, through their churches or through their local garden center or whatever, are ordering their poinsettias, are going to buy their poinsettias. And there are just a couple of things about what you need to do to handle poinsettias. One, when you buy it, some of these are very obvious. You want good dark green foliage. The low limbs should not be damaged or withered up, if you will. And the plant should be in proportion to the pot. You don't want a little 6-inch pot with a 3-plant poinsettia in it. That's not going to work for you. It really isn't. So when you get it home, you've got to find the right spot for it. Now, all the books will tell you to put it in a sunny window. Well, a lot of us don't have a sunny window, that's where we want to put the poinsettias. We want to put them, say, by the fireplace, which is nice in your nice cozy den. I have found that if you get good quality poinsettias, good fresh ones, put them in Thanksgiving, maybe the next week, they'll be okay as long as you watch your water. You don't want to overwater or underwater. You want to stick your finger in there, and if it's really dry, water it. But don't water it every day. That's too much. And don't let it sit in water. A lot of these poinsettias come wrapped in nice, pretty gold or red or green foil. If you don't, what I do with mine, I put some on the front porch, I get a knife, a box cutter, and slit the bottom of that foil and then put it in a saucer. That way that water can drain through the plant into the saucer, and you can pour that out. Whereas it'll just build up in that foil, and that's not good for the plant. So you don't want to do that. But one of the keys, in my opinion, to buy poinsettias, if you're buying them from in person, not just ordering them from somebody, is check the center of it. Got to remember, the red on the poinsettia is a bract, kind of like a dogwood bloom, if you will. It's a bract. It's not, the bloom is a little bitty yellow center to the poinsettia. And if it's tight, the poinsettia is fresh. If it's wide open, then it's not as fresh as you would want, and you may want to look a little further on what you buy, depending on when you buy it. If you're going to buy it at Thanksgiving, you want it to really be tight. And then I think you'll be okay. Now, a lot of people will plant their poinsettias outside. And if you plant them outside, you need to plant them somewhere where they will not get light at night. In other words, under a street light, or if you have a night, you know, security lights outside, you don't want to plant a poinsettia there. It's going to inhibit the blooming next year. It'll bloom in your yard, but it's got to have, as we get into the late summer and fall, the right proportion of darkness and light. The old story goes of the guy that grew poinsettias in the greenhouse commercially, and he had the door to the greenhouse he would sometimes leave open, and there was a street light out there. All his poinsettias were gorgeous, except the ones that were right there by the door that got the light from that street light. So you've got to really have it total darkness during usually the fall, as you're trying to get them to bloom at the right time. Now, they're not all, there's a lot of pruning. I'd enter into Google that one. It'll tell you exactly how and when. There are different dates where you can prune it back and all of that if you plant it in your yard. But they'll grow and they'll bloom. Sometimes, though, they, in my opinion, they have a mind of their own about when they're going to bloom. Okay, I did want to mention the calancho, which is one of my all-time favorites. And a lot of people, a lot of the literature will tell you that calanchos, they're a succulent, which means the water is in their leaves. I have found that, quite frankly, some of the prettier calanchos you can buy in the grocery store.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they really are generally not a winter bloomer, so they've obviously been grown in greenhouses. And they have beautiful red and yellow blooms on top of them, very small. Usually it's no more than, I'd say, 8 to 12 inches high, and even if it's that high, they come in red, pink, yellow, and white, and you can find them in nurseries, florists, but as I say, I saw gorgeous ones in the grocery store the other day. They're a native, this is a little trivia, to Madagascar, and easy to grow. What they'll do is, if you take care of them, don't let them freeze, that they'll bloom real pretty for you in the spring. And put a nice pot plant. Good to put in a nice decorative pot on your patio and enjoy them, because they really are pretty. And when they're not blooming, the foliage is attractive. So you may want to look into a calancho. Also, break.
Let's take a quick break.
I was going to say, I'm rolling on here.
You are. I love it. But let's take one more quick break. We'll come back to that thought. So stay with us here on the Garden Line, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
For over 43 years, Air Design has treated our customers like our neighbors, because that's what you are. And like good neighbors, we're there for you when you need us. Sure, we can't walk your dog or water your plants, but when your heating, cooling, or plumbing breaks down, we can help. We'll do the job right the first time and be honest with you about the cost.
We don't work on commission, and after-hours emergency calls are no extra charge.
Call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. Psalm 100, verse 4. Hi, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. We have so much to be thankful for, but sometimes we get so caught up in life, it's easy to forget. This Thanksgiving holiday, let us all take a moment and just be thankful. From our family to yours, we wish you a very happy and safe Thanksgiving. God bless.
Whether you're building a new home or considering a renovation, choosing the right construction partner makes all the difference. Howdy, howdy, I'm Jesse Lacoste of Lacoste Construction Group. Join me this Friday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We'll be discussing what it looks like to begin our design-build process, bringing your dream space to life, whether it be a custom home, renovation, or commercial development. That's this Friday morning at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Last year, 67,000 people died from opioid overdose. But if someone nearby had had Narcan, lives could have been saved. Because Narcan quickly reverses the effects of an opioid overdose, preventing death. It's easily administered, and it's free from Health and Hope Clinic. Be prepared to save a life with Narcan. Free from Health and Hope, an authorized Narcan distribution clinic. Learn more online at healthandhopeclinic.org. Made possible by the Pensacola Bay Area Impact 100.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins of The Garden Line, and we have been covering quite a bit this morning.
We really have. We've been talking about Christmas plants, and we've about run out of time to do that, but we'll continue that next week. I've got a few more plants to talk about. I thought what we might do, if we could, Ruthie, at the very end, let me do a little lightning round real quick, just go through a few of the checklists of things that are not Christmas-related that you may want to do in your yard. Number one, it's time to put out your ryegrass, plenty of water, keep it out of the flower bed. We've talked about that. Your sasanquas are blooming now. And just a little teaser, on December the 8th, Buzz Ritchie and Skip Vogelsang are going to join us in studio. They're going to bring their camellias and talk about them. That should be fun. We do it every year about this time. And so we'll have them in the studio. But I look forward to that. Be sure to buy those bulbs, put them in the refrigerator for 6 weeks, your hyacinths and your tulips. The rest of them don't need that. Daffodils don't. But time to buy those, and you can start planting those probably in the next month. Be planning for trees. Now, a lot of people lost trees in the hurricane and may say, I've done it. I've had it with my trees. I'm not planting any more trees. But as we get into December and January is a great tree time. We'll get into that on the Garden Line about what's the good ones and what are not. Hydrangea pruning, very interesting. A lot of people prune them all the way back like they do a lot of their other plants. Just prune right behind that blossom, if you will, and you'll do much better. It'll bloom for you next year. Don't forget your annuals, your pansies and your petunias and calendulas, dianthus, snapdragons, cabbage and kale, and all of those. Those are important. And watch your water, because it will dry up in December. So that's the lightning round on what to do. Yeah, nothing else to do this weekend.